Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill a couple of requests, listen to The Wireless, and listen to this past week in recording history. But first, those of you who receive the weekly playlist by email know that back in January I had a bit of a coronary problem resulting in triple bypass open heart surgery. Thanks to my cardiac surgeon and his team, I'm still here, and for the past 6 weeks or so I've been in cardiac rehabilitation, which is a monitored exercise program. To tell the truth, I was dreading it, but the terrific team of nurses actually made it fun. I've termed out of that program and will be continuing on my own, but with gratitude and thanks to all the doctors, nurses, and staff at San Antonio Community Hospital for their dedicated hard work for me and all their patients, here's a set of rapidly rotating records covering all aspects of a cardiac rehab program, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Thank you. You gotta bend down, sister. Bend down, sister. If you wanna keep him, no more messing with French dressing, sister. Bear it and grin. You can flirt with noodle soup, sniff, but don't give in. You gotta bend down, sister. Bend down, sister. If you wanna keep him.
Jack, I hear your wife is pretty fat.
Is she fat, Ed? I'll say so. She had the mumps for 3 weeks before they found out what was wrong with her.
Some baby.
What's the greatest problem now throughout the land? What's the only problem needs a helping hand? It isn't prohibition or farm relief, I find. It's something more important now on everybody's mind. Just walk into any home today. It's 10-1 you'll hear each husband say, my wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy and potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm losing a pound every day. You know, Ed, I brought home a great big juicy steak the other night, and I asked the wife to cook it.
Gee, Jack, I'll bet it was good.
One mouthful, and I said to the wife, this meat has such a queer taste. That's funny, she said. It should be good. I only burned it a little, but I put Vaseline on it right away. Monday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, and at night some orange juice. Tuesday, grapefruit, boys, I'm growing thinner. All my clothes are getting loose. Wednesday, Thursday, I feel satisfied. Then I change to coffee with grapefruit on the side. Friday till Sunday is more than I can stand. Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. Since wifey's on the diet, I mustn't mention fry it. Wifey will only get mad. It used to be a blessing to eat delicatessen. Tell me who started this fad. Crabs and shrimps I must leave alone. I'm the only lobster she'll allow in my home. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, she's gaining a pound every day. Thank you.
walking around in circles, around and around, like a merry-go-round. I'm always groping and hoping to find the one little lane to take me home again. I'm just a rolling stone that gathered no moss, gathered a lot of care, scattered my ears and gathered up tears and more than a heart can bear. I'm walking around in circles. I'm like so many that never get anywhere.
Walking is an important part of cardiac health, so there we had Irving Kaufman and the Broadway Bellhops walking around in circles on June 17, 1926. I'm Walking Around in Circles was composed by Fred Phillips with the lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. If the weather's bad, I sometimes do walk around in circles at the local indoor shopping mall, which is supposed to be exactly 1 mile around. Diet is another important part of cardiac health, and I've certainly been watching my diet since January. No alcohol, no caffeine, no sodium, little red meat, low cholesterol, low fat, low calorie, you get the idea. We heard The Seven Blue Babies from an Edison Lateral record waxed August 6, 1929, and My Wife is on a Diet, written by George Bennett and Charlie Tobias. Before that, to cover our exercise program, we heard Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with Leo Reisman providing the vocal on Bend Down, Sister, from October 26, 1931. Bend Down, Sister was written by Ballard MacDonald and Con Conrad and is from the Eddie Cantor picture Palmy Days. We began this cardiac rehab set with Irving Kaufman once again, this time with Lou Gold and his orchestra and Close to My Heart, from October 15, 1930. Close to My Heart was written by Andrew B. Sterling with the music by Harry Von Tilzer. Some songs for cardiac rehab, with thanks and best wishes to the doctors, nurses, and staff of San Antonio Community Hospital's Cardiac Care Department. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I received a nice email from listener Paul, who mentioned that he had recently heard a song called Look What I've Got, performed by Paul Whiteman, and that he would like to hear it again, played by Whiteman or any other recording. So, since Paul has already heard the Whiteman version, here's Ted Fiorito and his orchestra and their rendition of Look What I've Got.
I've got, look what you've got, haven't we got fun? Oh, you've got my heart, I've got your heart, look what love has done. You've got what it takes to make me happy, and I've got little heaven in view. Oh, look what she's got, look what he's got, look what I've got. I've got you. Loodle-lady, loodle-lady, loodle-lady. da do do da do 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 Look, 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 look what she's got. Look, look, look what he's got. Oh, look what I've got. I've got you. Thank you.
We started that I've Got set with Muzzy Marcellino with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra and Look What I've Got from March of 1933. Besides Whiteman and Fiorito, Look What I've Got was also recorded by Ed Lloyd's orchestra with Dick Robertson and Freddie Martin with Terry Shand. That was followed by Joe Candulo and his Everglades orchestra and I've Got the Girl from a Harmony 78 wax September 20th, 1926. Violinist and bandleader Joe Candulo was also a composer, co-authoring I'll Build a Dream House with Ben Blossner and Irma Hollander, and I Want to Go Home with Jack Joyce. Joe had a couple of other interesting band names, including Joe Candulo and his Club Madrid Philadelphians, and Joe Candulo and his New York Frolic Orchestra. After Joe Candulo, it was Lennon's Southern Serenaders and I've Got the Joys from around September 21st, 1921. I've Got the Joys was written by Harry Axt. We finished up with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and I've Got a Rainbow, written by George and Ira Gershwin from Treasure Girl. Treasure Girl opened November 8, 1928 at the Alvin Theater and ran for just 68 performances. The vocal on that November 22, 1928 Victor recording was by the Revelers, Louis James, James Melton, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn. Listener Mike from the sunny south of England sent a nice email last week asking to hear Whispering by Paul Whiteman, so here it is to start off a set of Whispering songs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Albert's Dance Orchestra from an Edison record, Wax, December 14th, 1922, and Whispering Pines. Before that, we heard Art Landry and his orchestra with an unidentified male quartet and the Whisper Song, written by Cliff Friend. That was recorded on May 14th, 1927. We began by request of listener Mike in England with Whispering. That was Paul Whiteman and his Ambassador Orchestra on August 23, 1920. Whispering was composed by John Schonberger with lyrics by Melvin Schonberger. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Wireless telegraphy, or radio, began to be developed in the late 1800s after the telegraph and telephone. But it wasn't until November 2, 1920, that Westinghouse-owned station KDKA in Pittsburgh began broadcasting a daily schedule of radio programs. In December of 1921, the Department of Commerce began regulating broadcasting, but radio stations proliferated, and by the end of 1922 there were more than 500. The technology was still new to the public, but it was beginning to enter the popular culture through songs, and while putting together the cardiac segment of this show, I came across a song with a terrific title, My Heart is a Wireless Station of Love. It was written in 1922 by Converse E. Nickerson. Unfortunately, if it was recorded, and I wouldn't take that bet, I couldn't find any recordings, but I do have a couple of other rapidly rotating records about the wireless, beginning with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. Thank you.
telephone. One little girl is sadly sat alone, and as a message came from far away, they heard this tearful little girl is say. I wish there was a wireless to heaven, and I could speak to Mama every day. I would let her know by the radio I'm so lonesome since she went away. I wish that I could only send a message and hear my mama answer me and say, hush, by my darling, dry your tears, don't cry. Mama dear is watching, baby from the sky. I wish there was a wireless to heaven, then Mama would not seem so far away.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, April 24, 1924, and Mr. Radio Man. Mr. Radio Man was written by Cliff Friend, Ira Shuster, and Johnny White, and was preceded by Irving Kaufman in 1921, and I Wish There Was a Wireless to Heaven. I Wish There Was a Wireless to Heaven, subtitled The Radio Song, was composed by Willie White, with words by Joe Manuel and Harry White. Billy Jones, George Wilton Ballard, and Arthur Fields also recorded it, and apparently it was quite a popular piano role. We began that wireless set with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra and Kiss Me by Wireless, billed as the original radio song. Kiss Me by Wireless was written by Ring Hager and Louis Breaux and was from an OK-78 waxed March 31st, 1922. It's time now for This Week in Recording History, so-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past.
Are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Why does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, just to show what your goodbye can do, until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. There is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning, oh, oh, there's a lull in my life, no matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life, the lull in my
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Little Ramblers and a jazzy little tune, Here Comes Melinda, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt. That was recorded April 6, 1926, and was followed by Ruth Edding and There's a Lull in My Life from April 1, 1937. There's a Lull in My Life was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. We finished up with DeBroy Summers and his band and Mr. and Mrs. is the Name from the film Flirtation Walk. The vocal on that April 11, 1935 recording was by Brian Lawrence and an unidentified female. Of all the songs I could have included in this segment, I chose Mr. and Mrs. is the Name specifically for my friends Paul and Heather, who got married last month. Congratulations and best wishes to Paul and Heather. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. As always, I thank you for your very kind attention.